السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa. And tonight we also have the Radio Islam listeners from around the country and other parts, or some other parts of the world. So whoever is listening, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make this gathering of ours for His raza, for His pleasure. Amen. It is only Allah ta'ala who gave us the tawfiq of getting together here to take His Mubarak name. Repeatedly I mention this so that we may keep our balance right, so that we may not become too proud of our achievements, or we begin to think too much of our piety. Just participating in some program of zikr does not make us Waliullahs, great Qutubs and Aftabs. What is required is that we make amal on all the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah. This program of zikr is to bring into our lives that himmat, that courage, that strength to practice on those teachings of the Quran and Sunnah in the different fields. To get that himmat, to get that courage, to throw out of our lives those sins, and to make amal on the teachings of Allah Ta'ala and our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So once again we have gathered tonight for this purpose. So therefore the mazmoon or the topic is going to be Zikrullah. But tonight I will continue with something that I mentioned last week, for the benefit of those listeners who were not present or did not hear. I was talking about our hearts. And the example that I gave was that of our cars having a lot of mist on the windscreens. That when the cars have got a lot of mist on the windscreen and you are driving, then you are going to cause accidents. There's going to be definitely accidents if the car is windscreen is clouded with mist, then you are going to cause accidents. You will have to demist that windscreen if you want to protect yourself from accident. Otherwise, it's going to lead to disaster. So therefore, every car has a demister. If there was no demister in the car, then there would have been plenty of accidents. Or the moment you saw some mist on the car's windscreen, then you stop, take out your handkerchief or some tissues and then start wiping. Imagine what a problem that would have been. So just as we have to demist that windscreen, in the same way our hearts have also become clouded with sins. There's too much of it. We are seeing so much of evil, listening to so much of evil, speaking so much of evil. Our day and night seems to be going in disobedience of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So there has to be a demisting of this heart. Together with the outward sins, there's so much of batini sins. Pride, arrogance, malice, greed, envy, jealousy, evil passions and desires engulfing our hearts. Day and night we think of nothing but haram. So now if we are not going to demist these hearts, then we are definitely going to cause a lot of accidents. And this is the reason why there's so much of accidents. Brothers and brothers fighting, parents and children fighting, husbands and wives fighting, clients and customers and everybody, just nothing but fights, quarrels, arguments. Teachers and students, peers and murids even fighting. So this is because of our hearts not being demisted. So these majlises are majlises of tawbah, majlises of zikr, so that we may demist these hearts. So that we start getting the tawfiq and the himmat to make amal and practice. That is what the purpose is. The love of the dunya must not enter our hearts. That cloud is the love of dunya. That mist is the love of dunya. One is the things of this dunya that Allah Ta'ala has created for us to make use of. But the love of it must not enter the heart. Water is essential. Without the water, the ship cannot sail. There has to be water. And there has to be plenty of it if you want a big ship to sail. The bigger the ship, the more water is required. You do not expect a big tanker to sail in one small river. So water is essential. But if that water gets into the ship, then the ship is going to sink. So the water must remain outside the ship. In the same way, this dunya must remain outside our hearts. We must not become bewitched by this dunya. The dunya must not bewitch us. It must not become like a witch. It must not do jadu on us. One beautiful story Shaykh Jalaluddin Rahmatullah Alayh has related, which I will give the gist of. It's a story, but it gives a very, very beautiful lesson. He says that there was a king who had a son, one and only son. So now this one and only son, he wanted to get this prince married to a beautiful princess. After some time, the marriage took place. The marriage took place, but time went by and no children were born. There were no offsprings. So the king became very worried that why is it there's no offspring? Such a beautiful princess I brought in my palace and yet there's no offspring. ND194689, please remove your car. So he tried everything but nothing would really work. Every kind of medication and everything, nothing worked. Then he came across of, by chance, met up with somebody whom we term in our language as a Tawizwala. So he met up with this Tawizwala. Now this, it's a story. So this Tawizwala told him that one very old woman has done jadu on your prince. One old woman, she has done jadu on your prince, on your son. And he is going secretly, quietly, and he is visiting this old woman. And he's given his heart and life and soul to this old woman. And she's not even pretty, very ugly, but he's given his heart to her because of that jadu that she has done. And therefore he's got no love for your daughter at all. I mean for your daughter-in-law, for the princess. So you have to get that treated. But because this Tawizwala was not one of those bogus ones, he was a little bit of the authentic, reliable ones. He was not in the money-making game. So he did some ilaj, and she was cured of that sorcery that was done on her. When she got cured of that sorcery, or he got cured of it, when that jadu which was done on him, now he got shifa from that. So now he began to see right. All this time he hated his wife. He did not want to see her. She was very pretty, but to him, his wife was very ugly. And that old woman who was ugly, she had no teeth in her mouth, and as my Hazrat says, number 11 and a half glasses on her eyes. But he was bewitched by her. So now he began to see right. Now he began to love his own wife. and after some time she bore him a child. So he gives this story, and unfortunately this is our setup, that these days any little thing we say is jadu, jadu, jadu. The biggest jadu upon us is the jadu of shaitan and nafs. The sins which we commit day and night, it is blocking the rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala coming into our homes. After that you can plaster the homes with 1001 taweezes. And some people become majmua of taweezes. They have one in their neck, one on the shoulders, one on the right hand, one on the left hand, one in this pocket, one in that pocket. You think all that is going to save the person from the azab of Allah ta'ala if it is due to sins? Indeed, there is a place for it in Sharia. But what we have to do is stay away from sins and read. We don't want to read. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, seher was done on him. Which taweez did he tie around his neck? And people say one is black magic and there's white magic. There's no black, blue, green and white magic. Magic is the same. Same color it has got. There's no difference. So we have to read the same things. Surah Falaq, Surah Nas, read Ayatul Kursi, read certain ayats of the Quran Sharif, make tawbah, istighfar, ruju ila Allah, and Allah Ta'ala will give shifa. So nevertheless, he gives this story and thereafter he says that that is exactly the situation with us. He says that we have been bewitched by the dunya. The dunya has bewitched us. The akhirat, the jannat, which is so beautiful, in which Allah Ta'ala has created ma la aynun ra'at wa la uzunun samiat wa la khatar ala qalbi bashar. Such beautiful jannat. But because of this dunya bewitching us, so we have given our heart, life, soul, time, everything for this dunya. We are unconcerned about the akhirat. So this jadu that has been done upon us by dunya has to be taken out. It has to be removed. In the sohbat of the Ahlullah, by making amal on the Quran and the Sunnah, by making ruju ila Allah, making plenty of istighfar and tawbah from our sins, and reading plentiful of those verses of the Quran Sharif which deal with the akhirat, reading about Jannat and Jahannam, so then that jadu of this dunya will go out from our systems. Then we will see right, that this world is a temporary world. We have been sent here, so we have to live here, we have to marry here, we have to run our businesses, we have to grow up our children, nurture them, we have to eat, we have to drink, we have to wear clothes, we have to travel around, we have to do so many things in this world. So we will do it. But we will not forget that there is akhirat, that all this is wasila, it must become wasila of the akhirat. Whatever we do, all that we have to do is do it in the light of the Quran and Sunnah. That is all. Simple and easy. Just find out from the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that how must I undertake this action of life. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was therefore not sent from amongst the angels. He was sent from human beings. He was the most perfect, the best of all human beings. Why? Otherwise we would ourselves have said that he was an angel. He did not eat, he didn't drink, he didn't marry, he didn't experience any pain, any hunger, any thirst. So how can we follow him? So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us a beautiful example. Now if we are going to get this out of our system, then after that we will see right. But at present, because of that love of dunya, we are not seeing the akhirat which is coming closer and closer to us. We are moving closer and closer to our akhirat. Qiyamah will come when it will come. But is amat al insan, qamat qiyamatuhu. The moment the person dies, his qiyamah started already. His qiyamah is already started. So this is the purpose of these majlises, that to clean our hearts. After a period of time, if a person keeps on practicing, then he will experience it himself. How many times I've given this example? I said at present, like now, we have got lights on. The first step after making islah, when the person makes a little bit of his islah, then he starts experiencing or sensing within his heart a kind of an on-off switch, that the moment he commits sins, he experiences darkness. Like this light is on now, there's brightness. But if somebody has to switch off the light, it'll be darkness. And each and every one of us will say, it's gone dark, it's gone dark. So in the same way, inside the heart, we will experience a kind of darkness. And when we'll make istighfar and tawbah and turn towards Allah Ta'ala, or if it involves the rights of others, when we are going to repay what to whomsoever, whatever is due, then we'll get the light again in our heart. There'll be nur that will come. That just within a few days, Allah Ta'ala gives ordinary people like us that kind of experience. So imagine if we go on purifying, what stages we can reach. I will conclude, because it's a zikr of majlis, majlis of zikr, that Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Ali Rahmatullah Ali, those who have been attending my programs, they have heard that he was one of those whom Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has blessed with batini sight. And he used to say to those college students that you come with me to the graveyard and I will show you what is happening there in the graves. You will see with your own eyes. But the condition is that first you must sit and spend time in this khanqah of mine and go through those exercises which I tell you to go through. And also you must eat only that food which I give you. And he was very particular about halal, 100% halal. So people used to make a joke of what he says, but nevertheless when he passed away, for many days, fragrance was coming out from his grave. Fragrance of Jannat. And so many witnesses are there to this incident. Those who are from Pakistan, they know, and there are so many thousands of them are still living who were witnesses to this. The people were taking the sand and going away. One alim told me himself, he said that I took some sand, I put it in the handkerchief and I took it home also. He says, afterwards I realized that this is not the right thing to do. So I went back and put it back onto the grave. But he says, dozens of wash, or how many times the handkerchief has been washed, but still that fragrance has not gone from that handkerchief. So he was a person of that kind. So he started giving dars of the Quran Sharif. And lots of people started attending the dars of the Quran Sharif. But he saw that they attend the dars, and when they go back, they're the same. So then he told them that the dars of the Quran Sharif that you are attending, tafsir of the Quran Sharif, he says, but what is required now that you have been attending over a period of time, he says, I want you to now attend my majlis of zikr. He says, the reason for that is this, that if you go after this program with a pot to go and get biryani from somewhere, but the pot which you have got, it is rusty, full of rust. And also it was left outside after somebody had dished out the curries, but they left it outside. So the worms had come into that pot and a lot of dust had blown into that pot. Now you take that dirty, dusty, rusty pot and you go and you say, give me biryani in this. So that biryani was very delicious. It was full of aroma and fragrance. And it was very tempting. But now you brought it in such a pot that that beautiful biryani, it lost its flavor, lost its taste. All that dust and the sand and the rust and everything got mixed up with that biryani. So as a result, now you're not seeing the effect of that biryani. So he said, now in the Zikrullah Majlis, you wash that pot properly. So that means that your hearts, which are filled with rust and with all kinds of sins, so you wash that properly. Then when I will give you tafsir, he says, then you'll see the nur of that in your hearts. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless me, bless you, and everyone with the tawfiq of amal. Wa akhira da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. I mentioned, I think, 2 or 3 weeks back, that when our Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatum was here, then people wanted to know that why you didn't sing, why you didn't read or sing. So I said, when we had nightingales like Maulana here singing, so what do you do with crows after that? When nightingales sing, the crows must stay shut and quiet, keep their mouths shut. But nevertheless, don't worry about the voice, but this is something that touches my heart very much. So in this zikr majlis, because it is relevant, I'm reading it. نہ وہ ذوق ہے نہ وہ شوق ہے نہ وہ کیف ہے نہ سرور ہے نہ وہ ذوق ہے نہ وہ شوق ہے نہ وہ کیف ہے نہ سرور ہے हे हर एक चीज ही बेमजा, जो नजर से तू अपनी दूर है, न वो ज़ौक है न वो शौक है, न वो कैफ है न सुरूर है। ओ अल्लाह, इफ यू आर अवे फ्रॉम माय गेज एंड फ्रॉम माय साइट, इफ यू आर डिस्टेंट फ्रॉम मी, इफ यू हैव बिकम डिसप्लीज्ड विद मी, इफ यू हैव बिकम एनॉयड विद मी, इफ यू हैव बिकम एंगर्ड विद मी, then, oh my beloved Allah, everything will be tasteless. There will be no enjoyment in anything. And that is exactly what has happened, that there's no taste, no enjoyment in my ibadat, in my zikr, in my tilawat, nothing. Why? Because I have displeased you. Ye har ek cheez hai bemaza, jo nazar se apni to dur hai. कभी ताअतों का सुरूर है, कभी एतराफ़ कुसूर है, कभी ताअतों का सुरूर है, कभी एतराफ़ कुसूर है, हे मलक को जिसकी नहीं खबर, वो हुजूर मेरा हुजूर है, कभी ताअतों का सुरूर है, कभी एतराफ़ कुसूर है, कभी ताअतों का सुरूर है। Sometimes I'm enjoying my ibadat, my zikr, my tilawat, that happiness has entered my heart, और कभी एतराफ़ कुसूर है, and sometimes, oh Allah, I am acknowledging that indeed I haven't been able to do justice to any ibadat, any zikr, any tilawat. I am extremely weak. I am not obedient to you as I should be. So I make a'tiraf of all my qusur, all my sins, all my weakness, all my shortcomings. I don't express pride. After a little bit of ibadat, zikr and tilawat, then I go and express great pride. This is, I make a'tiraf of my qusur. And when I make a'tiraf of my qusur, then even the angels don't know that how within a short time from the farsh I go away onto the arsh with my tawbah and with my istighfar. The heights which I reach, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes me reach the heights of the muttaqeen with my sincere tawbah and istighfar. Hey, malak ko jisko nahi khabar, wo huzur mera huzur hai. तेरा जिक्र है, तेरी याद है, तेरा नाम तेरा प्याम है, तेरा जिक्र है, तेरी याद है, तेरा नाम तेरा प्याम है, हे अगर नसीब तेरी रजा, तो ये हिजर जाने हुजूर है, न वो ज़ौक है न वो शौक है, न वो कैफ है न सुरूर है, तेरी याद दिल की मेरे दवा, तेरी याद दिल की मेरी दवा, तेरा नाम रूह की है शिफा, तेरी याद दिल की मेरी दवा, तेरा नाम रूह की है शिफा, तेरा भूलना मेरी मौत है, तेरा भूलना मेरी मौत है, तेरा जिक्र हासिल तूर है, न वो ज़ौक है न वो शौक है, न वो कैफ है न सुरूर है, हे हर एक चीज ही बेमजा, जो नजर से अपनी तो दूर है, Teri yaad dil ki meri dawa. O Allah, for the physical body, when it is in pain, when there is a sickness, then the medication that the doctor gives we will take. But for my ruh, when it is sick, then the medication is your yaad, it's your remembrance. Tera naam ruh ki hai shifa, tera bhoolana meri maut hai. To forget you is my death. To forget Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And to remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is hasil e tur. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam went on to tur. So that I get it when I remember you, Allah.
Main bura hazar sahi magar, main bura hazar sahi magar, hai karam pe tere meri nazar. Main bura hazar sahi magar, hai karam pe tere meri nazar. Tu kareem hai, tu rahim hai, tu rahim hai, tu kareem hai, mujhe naaz is pe zaroor hai. Tu rahim hai, tu kareem hai, mujhe naaz is pe zaroor hai.
Main bura hazar sahi magar, oh my beloved Allah, no matter how sinful I may be, I've got thousands of weakness in me, I've got so much of sins in my life. He karam pe tere meri nazar, but oh Allah, my nazar is on your shan of kareemi, that you give to people who don't deserve. You are Kareem. So I want to become yours. I don't want to live a life of sins. Nafs and shaitan overpower me. I try, but again they overpower me. But oh Allah, where do I leave you and go? Where else can I go? Which other door can I tap? Which other home can I go in and beg? Ya Allah, tere siwa mera koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi habara nahi, tere siwa koi sahara nahi, tere siwa koi habara nahi. Mere maula, tujhe chhod ke hum jaye kaha, tere dar ke alawa koi dar nahi, tere ghar ke alawa koi ghar nahi. My maula, where do we go? Main bura hazar sahi bagar, he karam pe tere meri nazar. Tu kareem hai, tu rahim hai. Ya Allah, I'm proud about this, that my Rabb is kareem, my Rabb is rahim. It gives me great pride to mention this. So therefore, Allah, I'm turning towards you.
Main bura hazar sahi magar, हे करम पे तेरे मेरी नजर. तू रहीम है, तू करीम है, मुझे नाज इस पे जरूर है. न वो ज़ौक है, न वो शौक है, न वो कैफ है, न सुरूर है. हे हर एक चीज ही बेमजा, जो नजर से अपनी तो दूर है. तेरे इश्क में मैं फना रहूं, तेरे इश्क में मैं फना रहूं, तेरी याद में मैं तेरी याद में मैं लगा रहूं, तेरे इश्क में मैं फना रहूं, तेरी याद में मैं लगा रहूं.
tu karam se apne mujhe bacha, tu karam se apne mujhe bacha, ke ye daur daur shurur hai. Say, oh my beloved Allah, let me stay drowning in your ishq and muhabbat, in the ocean of your ishq, in the ocean of your love. Teri yaad mein laga rahun, I remain engaged in your remembrance. That does not mean that the person will hold tasbih 24 hours of the day. It means that anything and everything that he does, he will first look above, what does my Allah says. Tu karam se mujhe apne bacha. Oh Allah, save me with your karam, with your ihsan. Because this is a door of fitan. It is a pur fitan door, full of mitnas and mischief and corruption. So ya Allah, save me. That is all that is required, that the person does things as is pleasing to Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala takes upon himself to please that person. Allah Ta'ala will put pleasure in the heart of that person. That pleasure will come into the heart. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal.
Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, badal de mera rasta dil badal de, badal de mera rasta dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Oh Allah, change the condition of my heart. Oh my beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Our hearts are drowning in negligence, disobedience. Ya Allah, change this heart. Give us healthy spiritual hearts. Transplant a healthy heart into our lives and bodies. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. If we go on saying, oh my beloved Allah, change my heart, I want to change, I want to change. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan are overpowering me, but I don't want to become the slave of nafs and shaitan, because they haven't brought any happiness in my life. They have brought nothing but restlessness, anxieties, worries, problems. Ya Allah, I don't want a life of disobedience. I want to be yours. Change the condition of my heart. If we're going to seek from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with sincerity, with ikhlas, and we will go on tapping at the door of Allah Ta'ala, then one day Allah Ta'ala will say, badal diya. Badal diya. Mera banda, tera dil maine badal diya.
hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de khudaya fazl farma dil badal de khudaya fazl farma dil badal de gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatu how long are we going to remain on the surface of this earth? Daily janazas are proceeding to the qabristan. Daily we hear of bombs and blasts and accidents and murders and killings and natural deaths and all kinds of accidents taking away lives and sicknesses and diseases. So how long are we going to remain disobeying our Allah? We have to return to Him. We have to show Him our face. We have to answer for our doings. I've mentioned this many times, that when a person is going towards the prison, when he's arrested for some crime, then we see in the newspapers that the person puts a towel over his face, sometimes he puts a blanket over him, sometimes his jacket over his face. He's ashamed. He doesn't want anybody to see his face because of some crime that he has committed and he has been arrested. On the day of Qiyamah, in the presence of billions of ummatis, how are we going to stand before Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala if we are not going to purify our hearts here? So let us change. The time to change is now. It's not tomorrow. Tomorrow could be too late. Right now is the time to change. After that accidental sin, make plenty of istighfar and tawbah. But to immediately go out from a program of or majlis of deen, of waaz and nasihat, and straight away back into that same filthy actions, filthy life. Then recall that example which I gave last week, that a person was suffering from heart problem, all his arteries were blocked and clogged, and now he goes for bypass. And as soon as he comes out from the theater, he says, get me a packet of 20s, because I'm addicted to the cigarettes. So get me a packet of 20s or 40s or 60s. Then what will that surgeon say? The surgeon will say what my Hazrat says, ye to ullu number one hai. So let us give up our sins now.
Gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatu, badal de mera rasta dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Suno mein naam tera dhadkano mein, suno mein naam tera dhadkano mein, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de. Suno mein naam tera dhadkano mein, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de. In every beat of my heart I hear Allah, Allah, Allah. Maza aa jaye maula dil badal. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Karun qurban apni sari khushiyan, karun qurban apni sari khushiyan, tu apna gham ata kar dil badal de, tu apna gham ata kar dil badal de. hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu, aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, dard e dil ho, dard e dil ho, dard e dil, ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, tu hi tu aaye nazar dekhun jidhar, tu hi tu aaye nazar dekhun jidhar. Allahu Allah, 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 Allah, Allahu 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 Allah.
Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وَإِن لَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ يَا أَكْرَمَ الْأَكْرَمِينَ يَا غِيَاثَ الْمُسْتَغِيثِينَ يَا رَاحِمَ الْمَسَاكِينَ يَا حَيُّ يَا قَيُّومُ
Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyub, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyub, Birahmatika Nastaghith, Birahmatika Nastaghith, Birahmatika Nastaghith, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Hamare Gunahon Ko Maaf Farma. O my beloved Allah, O my Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Allah, O my most forgiving Allah, O my most kind Allah, O my compassionate Allah, O my most loving, caring Allah, O my most beautiful Allah, O my most tolerant Allah, forgive each and every one of us. O my beloved Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, hum bhi khari bane hue hai. Ya Allah, lekin tere saamne bane hue hai. Oh Allah, we are beggars, but we are beggars before you. We are not extending our begging bowls before human beings. Human beings become angry and displeased, and it is an insult, oh my beloved Allah, to our dignity, we have to beg of them. But oh Allah, we are begging of you. You become extremely happy and pleased if we beg of you. If we don't beg of you, you become displeased. Ya Allah, you attach these begging bowls to our bodies, so that we may extend these begging bowls, our hands before you, any part of the day or night. Ya Allah, there is no question of darkness for you. There is no question, oh my beloved Allah, of your line being engaged at any time. Ya Allah, you are seeing us. Ya Allah, you are listening to us. Ya Allah, you want us to beg of you. Therefore, we have extended our dirty begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, tu Rahim hai, tu Kareem hai. Oh my beloved Allah, we are acknowledging every sin of ours. Ya Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. Ya Allah, how can we justify any of our sins? Ya Allah, we are acknowledging, we are confessing before you. Indeed, we are your disobedient servants. Day and night we have disobeyed you. Day and night we have disobeyed you. And oh Allah, what have we disobeyed you with? We have used your very bounties for your disobedience. Ya Allah, if we saw haram with our eyes, we used the great bounty of sight for your disobedience. Ya Allah, if we listened to haram, it was your great bounty of hearing which we used for your disobedience. If we spoke haram, Ya Allah, we used the bounty of speech for your disobedience. Our hands and feet, your great ni'mats for your disobedience. Our heart and mind for your disobedience. Our wealth for your disobedience. Oh my beloved Allah, we have used your bounties, your ni'mats for your disobedience. And day and night we are still using them for your disobedience. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the realization that we are not going to remain forever and ever on the surface of this earth. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the realization that sins bring nothing but restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the sins that we committed knowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed unknowingly. Oh my beloved Allah, we acknowledge that indeed, majority of the sins that we are committing, we know that they are sins. We know that they are sins. We know that they displease you. But still we indulge in those sins, in those vices, in those evils. Where, Pyare Allah, you could have destroyed us there and then. You could have seized us the moment we committed sins. You could have paralyzed us the moment we committed sins. You could have made us blind the moment we committed sins. Oh my beloved Allah, how merciful you are. How forgiving you are. How tolerant you are. Ha, my Allah, tu kitna haleem hai, tu kitna raheem hai, tu kitna kareem hai. Ya Allah, we don't want to continue in the same lifestyles. Change the condition of our hearts. change the condition of our lives. Change the direction of our lives. Ya Allah, purify our hearts. There's nobody that can purify our hearts besides you. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the oceans, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, if our sins are more than the leaves of the trees of the world, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, Ya Allah, just one glance of your forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Ya Allah, just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient. Where Allah, man has made dynamite sticks which blow up huge mountains. Ya Allah, what is it difficult for you to blow away the mountains of our sins? Ey mere pyare khuda, we are turning towards you. Ya Allah, change the direction of our lives. Ya Allah, the Sahaba-e-Kiram, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were from the Kuffar, the Mushrikeen, the Yahud, the Nasara and the Munafiqeen. But oh Allah, when they got Islam, when they got Hidayat, when they accepted Islam upon the hands of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Allah, they reached the status of radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. Oh my beloved Allah, if such a dramatic change could have come in their lives, what is it difficult for you to change our lives? Ya Allah, change the direction of our lives. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Khudaya, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Mere Allah, remove the impurities from our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of jealousy, of envy. Oh my beloved Allah, evil passions and desires have engulfed our hearts. What have we made our hearts? Nothing but dirt bins. Oh my beloved Allah, the hearts which you had given to us for your muhabbat and love, and for the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Allah, we have given it to every evil in this world. Mere pyare khuda, but who else is there to purify our hearts besides you? Ya Allah, the world's filth goes into the oceans, but just one wave of the ocean is sufficient for the purification of that water. Ya Allah, the waters of the ocean remain park and pure and clean. Oh Allah, send down one wave of your rahmat above our hearts and purify our hearts. Ey mere pyare khuda, hum gunegar hain, hum siyakar hain, hum gande hain, hum khatakar hain, hum mujrim hain, hum sab kuch hain, bande magar tere hain. We are your servants, we are your slaves. Where do we go, oh my beloved Allah? If you have to turn away your glance of rahmat and forgiveness from us because of our sins, then oh my Allah, you tell us, where do we go? Which other door is there for us that we can tap? Which other home is there in which we can go and beg? Ya Allah, if a dog is kicked from one butcher, it can still go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. But oh Allah, if you have to reject us, if you have to reject us, then my Allah, you tell us, who is there for us besides you? Allah, tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Ya Allah, change the condition of our lives. Ya Allah, make us yours and become ours. Ya Allah, you are compassionate, you are loving, you are forgiving. Oh my Allah, you dearly become pleased with those who turn towards you with repentance. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. Nothing else has gathered us here. Ya Allah, we are hopeful of your mercy and your forgiveness. Ya Allah, send down the rains of rahmat upon us. Cause us to be drenched in the rains of forgiveness. Amen. Ya Allah, purify our hearts. Ya Allah, light up our hearts with the noor of ibadat. Light up our hearts with the noor of tilawat. Ya Allah, light up our hearts with the noor of zikr. Light up our hearts with the noor of khidmat and service to mankind. Ey mere pyare khuda, hum bimar hai, hame shifa ata farma. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Ya Allah, we are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Ya Allah, cure us of all our ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Ya Allah, whoever is sick and ailing, whether they are amongst us, or they are in hospitals, or in homes, or in clinics, Ya Allah, wherever they may be, give them complete cure from all their ailments and diseases and sicknesses. Ya Allah, shifa is in your hands. Dua aur dawa mein asar hai zarur. Marizo ki shifa lekin dast-e-khuda mein hai. Oh my beloved Allah, shifa is in your hands. Ya Allah, we know that sometimes sicknesses and diseases and poverty and other kinds of problems can be a rahmat and a test. But oh Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Ya Allah, don't test us. Ya Allah, don't test us. Ya Allah, bless us with your rahmat and your mercy. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, remove their difficulties and problems. Bless them with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance and remove their difficulties. Ya Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who have got no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have got children, make them obedient to you, your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and their parents. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of Akhirah. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of Akhirah. Ya Allah, don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of Akhirah. Oh my beloved Allah, we have distanced ourselves from you. Ya Allah, we have distanced ourselves from you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As a result, we are experiencing nothing but suffering in this world. Ya Allah, the whole ummah is suffering around the world, especially in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Iraq, Afghanistan, India, Pakistan, mere pyare Allah, all around the world, America, Europe, the Muslim ummah is nothing but suffering. Ya Allah, that ummah for whom my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so much of his blood was shed. Ha, my Allah, how much of the blood, the Mubarak blood of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shed for this ummah. He was stoned in Taif, his shoes Mubarak became filled with his blood. Ya Allah, he was stoned in Uhud, he falls down unconscious. His teeth were shattered. Ya Allah, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, he goes down in Sajda in the Haram Sharif. Intestines of animals are placed on his back. Ya Allah, his beloved little daughter says, oh my beloved father, why are they doing this to you? Ya Allah, he was not the enemy of anyone. Ya Allah, he was sacrificing for the ummah. He stands whole night in prayer, his feet swell. Ya Allah, my Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, how much of hardships and trials and tests he went through for the sake of the ummah. Ya Allah, but his concern remained the ummah until the dying day, until the passing away from this world. Ya Allah, his concern was nothing but ummati, ummati. And on the day of Qiyamah, it will be again ummati, ummati. Ya Allah, when he is informed that that ummat for whom you cried so much, that ummat in discos, in cinemas, in theatres, in gambling dens, in adultery, in fornication, in fraud, haya, shame, modesty has left the ummah. That ummah, nothing but quarrels, arguments, fights. Ay, where Allah, when he is informed that that ummah has forgotten your path. Few meters away from your Rosa Mubarak, they watch the filthiest of films and listen to the filthiest of music. A few meters away from the Kaabatullah Sharif, the filthiest of music can be heard, and the filthiest of films can be seen, and the filthiest of newspapers can be read. Ya Allah, those hotels which were at one time the homes of the Sahaba-i-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, where there was namaz, there was ishraq, there was tahajjud, and there was chasht. Where there was tilawat of the Quran Sharif, from where the mujahideen and the muballighin and the mufassireen and the muhaddiseen were born. Ya Allah, those homes have become places of vices and sins. When my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informed of the condition of his ummah in other parts of the world, how much of injury and pain it must be causing to him. Ya Allah, let us not be the cause of his pain and injury. The kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood and the nasara caused him pain and injury during his time. And oh Allah, we are the cause of his pain today. Give us the himmat and courage to throw out of our lives all the sins and vices and evils. To throw out of our homes all the evils that have entered. Oh my Allah, give us the himmat of lions against our nafs and shaitan. Oh my beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi she nahi meri, jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Where Allah become ours and make us yours. If you become ours, everything will be ours. And if you are not ours, nothing will be ours. Ya Allah, assist and help the Ummah. Ey mere pyare Khuda, especially in Palestine and other parts where Muslim Ummah is suffering. Oh Allah, where the Yahud and the Nasara and the enemies of Islam are bombarding and destroying and bulldozing their homes and taking away their lives and properties. Ey mere Allah, bless those enemies with Islam and Iman. Open their eyes to the beauties of Islam. Ya Allah, give them hidayat as you gave to the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu ajma'een, who were thirsty for the blood of my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam prior to accepting Islam. But oh Allah, if these people have become arrogant, if they become stubborn, if they become obstinate, they've made up their minds that they will never ever accept Islam, and they will continue with their persecution and torture and suppression and oppression, then oh my beloved Allah, ay mere pyare Allah, then shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Ya Allah, send gale force winds against them. Cause the earth to quake and swallow them. Oh my beloved Allah, send flood waters to destroy them. Ya Allah, let the planes crash. Let the ships sink. Create division and disunity amongst their ranks. Ey mere pyare Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai jo Badr ka khuda tha. آج بھی تو وہی خدا ہے جو احد کا خدا تھا. آج بھی تو وہی خدا ہے جو خندق میں خدا تھا. آج بھی تو وہی خدا ہے جو فتح مکہ میں خدا تھا. Allah, you have not gone weak. Though Allah, no deficiency and weakness has come in you. We have gone weak. But oh Allah, don't look at our weakness. Look at your shan of rahmat. Ya Allah, look at your shan of maghfirat. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Assist and help the Mujahideen of Islam. Ey mere pyare Khuda, help the Mujahideen of Islam. Ey mere pyare Khuda, change the condition of our lives. Ya Allah, we have to leave this world one day. We have to leave this world one day. We have to return to you. There is no remaining here forever and ever. Ya Allah, we have no capital of good deeds to our credit. Oh my beloved Allah, when the time of our death comes, Ya Allah, prior to our death, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. Ya Allah, before the water of mayyat is poured above our bodies, Ya Allah, let us pour the water of tawbah above our hearts. Before the garment of kafan is put above our bodies, let us put the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Ey mere pyare Khuda, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, in a gambling den, in prostitute quarters, in adultery or fornication, bottle of wine in our hands, popping drugs in our mouth. Oh my beloved Allah, we don't know when the angel of death will strike, where he will strike. Don't let him find us glued to some filthy television program or to some filthy porn site on the internet, or some filthy magazine in our heads. Ya Allah, don't let us be the cause of disgrace and embarrassment and humiliation for the Ummah. Where Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. At the Rauza Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the month of Ramadan, or the day of Jumu'ah, standing before the Rauza Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habib Allah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya khayr khalqillah. Oh Allah, let our soul come dancing towards you, that our burial be Jannatul Baqi, so that when the winds of rahmat blow over the Jannatul Baqi, we may become forgiven. But if it is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us, not in a state that you are displeased with us. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhir. All the works of deen which are taking place, accept them. تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما، مساجد مدارس خانقاہوں کی محنت قبول فرما، دارالعلوموں کی محنت قبول فرما. Those who are doing social work also, as long as it is within the parameters of Sharia, Ya Allah, accept the khidmat of each and every person. Kaam karne walo ko ikhlas ki taufiq ata farma. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. All his life he made duas for us. And especially in Hajjatul Wida, with his 124,000 shining stars, each and every one of them a glorious shining star. Ya Allah, what a gathering that must have been. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how much of duas he made for us on that occasion. Ya Allah, mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne Hajre Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha. The duas that he made after kissing the Hajre Aswad. The duas that he made in the mataf while speaking tawaf. The duas that he made after touching the Rukne Yamani. And oh my Allah, the du'as that he made under the Mizab-e Rahmat, and the du'as that he made in the Hatim, and the du'as that he made at the Multazam, how long he attached himself at the Multazam. Mere Allah, how much he teared at the Multazam. His ihram became wet with his tears. Ya Allah, the du'as that he made behind the Muqam-e Ibrahim, the du'as that he made after drinking Zamzam, the du'as that he made on Safa and Marwa, the du'as that he made at Mina, the du'as that he made at Arafat. Ya Allah, on that Mubarak day of Arafat. Oh my Allah, how much he begged for us. Ya Allah, all the goodness that he asked for us there. And in Muzdalifah. Ya Allah, bless us with all that goodness. Our parents with that goodness. Wives and children with that goodness. And the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas, especially the mischief of Dajjal, that he asked for protection from. Ya Allah, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay mere pyare Allah, ay mere pyare Allah, whatever we have asked, bless us with that. And all that we have not been able to ask, Ya Allah, give us that too. Oh my Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. Those who have passed away, fill the graves with noor. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the desires that are in the hearts of the listeners. Ya Allah, whatever good desires are in their hearts, fulfill all their good desires. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.